Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Tom Lefter joins us when we come back right after this.
Warning. Continuous listening to the following could positively impact your cattle operation, skyrocket the success of your business, and even alter the health of your entire herd. Because only Cydectin Injectable delivers the power of and. Allow me to clarify. Cydectin Injectable kills parasites and absorbs in just 27 hours and has long-lasting protection and is dung beetle friendly and is based on years of research and has more than 40 million doses sold and is known for bigger weight gains and short withholding times and is completely and utterly awesome at protecting your cattle and improving the health of your herd. That's the power of and. Common side effects may include, but are not limited to, healthier cattle and healthier pastures and happier ranchers and better profitability. If you are currently not experiencing any of these benefits, stop using other dewormers immediately and start using Cydectin Injectable. Visit your veterinarian or animal health supplier and pick up Cydectin today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle of breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities here on this Monday morning. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about the way things finished on Friday, particularly with our livestock futures, and mostly lower at the end on Friday.
Unfortunately, that was the way it ended, Dave, as we saw triple-digit losses on Friday for the live cattle and the feeder cattle. They erased the early week gains. It was another week of lower cash in the feed yards and poor movement out of the feed yards. Reports are that heavy carcasses are being discounted at $10 a hundredweight, and the wholesale beef price is now 18% higher than it was the last time cash cattle traded at the $139 mark. Choice box beef price is the lowest it's been since the 6th of August, and we saw on Friday choice box beef down $2.97. Selects were down $1.37. Total movement of 198 loads, which is a very big movement for a Friday. The daily cattle slaughter, 114,000 head. The weekly kill, 501,000. And the cash feeder index was down 36 cents. Just a reminder, Friday is the monthly cattle on feed report this week. October cattle closed Friday down $2.35. October feeders down $3.40, and October lean hogs down $1.22.
We will check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's talk a little bit about our grain futures from Friday and a bit of a difference. The grain's mostly higher on Friday.
That's correct. We saw Friday's USDA supply and demand report friendly to the corn, but bearish soybeans and wheat futures. Now, Friday's trading started negative and ended mostly positive, led higher by the corn futures after the USDA numbers came out. It will be interesting to see if technical buying can support the upside that occurred on Friday. Now, November soybeans did make a new contract low Friday before working its way higher, and for the week, December corn did gain 24 cents. December KC wheat and November soybeans each gained 8 cents for the week. Now, trading overnight has been mostly higher and in large volume, especially for corn and soybeans. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher. December corn's up 3 1/4. November soybeans trading 8 3/4 cents higher. December cotton's up 42 points. October crude oil, 17 cents lower. December dollar index is up 7 cents. And December Dow Jones futures now 29 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here this morning. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow and look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.